Proclamation number 8028 of 29th of October, 1961. Recognition of Jesus Christ is recognition of God. People cannot receive enough enlightenment, for they have accepted so much error and are in completely wrong thinking. Had they been properly instructed, they could have easily found faith. Yet they are not without fault because they lack the desire for truth, otherwise it could have been offered to them and would also have been accepted by them. And thus they were also insufficiently taught Jesus Christ's act of salvation, for the reason for it was not given to people so that they did not recognize its great significance and therefore gave up their faith in him and his act of salvation. Indeed, they often even denied his existence because they were not truthfully taught about it. Yet precisely faith in Jesus and his act of salvation is people's salvation, and it is urgently necessary that they still gain it before the end, before their souls leave the body in order to enter the kingdom of the beyond. If you, my servants on earth, are therefore repeatedly admonished to inform your fellow human beings of the divine Redeemer, this also signifies a work of mercy for yourselves, for you know all those in greatest adversity who do not believe in him and therefore also have no true knowledge of me, whom they only have to look for in Jesus Christ as the essential God with whom they shall establish contact as evidence that they acknowledge me. Anyone who has the right faith in me also calls upon me in him, in Jesus, who redeemed the world from sin and death. Anyone who does not acknowledge him does not yet recognize me properly either, although he does not want to deny deity, but he is not yet in the right state of mind or he would be able to believe that Jesus and I are one. And as soon as it is possible to give people truthful clarification about this, it will also be easier for them to believe if their will is good. This is why I keep sending you, my disciples, to proclaim Jesus Christ's act of salvation. This is why I keep encouraging you to work diligently in the vineyard, because much depends on it for the salvation of the human being's soul if he finds him. If he can gain convinced faith in him who sheltered me himself as a shell, who became one with him and thus accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus. For I must be acknowledged in him by every soul which wants to enter the kingdom of light, but which will only find entrance into it when its original sin has been redeemed through Jesus Christ, whom it therefore also has to acknowledge. You humans don't know what a great mission the man Jesus has accomplished on earth. You don't know how significant the work of mercy was for all people of the past, the present and the future, but again and again you receive information about it and can be instructed in utmost truth if only you don't close your mind when it is brought to you by my messengers through the working of my Spirit. Again and again I admonish my messengers to convey the truth to you, and I admonish you to accept it, for you must find your way to Jesus Christ. And if you don't take the path on earth to him, then you will enter the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed, and then you will have to remain in wretchedness until you have found him there. For without Jesus Christ there is no entrance into the kingdom of light and bliss. But the supply of pure truth can nevertheless clarify your thinking, and with good will you can muster the right understanding for it, and then you can consider yourselves blessed if you voluntarily take the path to him, the divine Redeemer, if you now attain a living faith because you feel moved to live a life of following Jesus, i.e., to practice love which then also awakens the Spirit in you to life. For truth can enlighten your thinking as long as you are of good will. The truth can set you free from all darkness, because the truth is from me, who is the light from eternity. Amen.